AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. At least three GOP senators say they can't support the Senate health care bill. Too many right now to get that measure passed. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they can't leave things the way they are.
More Americans will be left trapped, forced by Obamacare to buy insurance, but left without the means to actually do so.
One of the holdouts is Wisconsin's Ron Johnson, worried about people affording coverage.
Premiums have doubled, sometimes tripled, that's my editorial comment, and their coverage halved. We're not addressing that adequately, and I'm not happy.
Meanwhile, the White House is reacting to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office report that says the Senate plan would deny health care coverage to 22 million people, saying that report should not be trusted blindly. Tonight, President Trump is hosting the Prime Minister of India at the White House.
Working together, I truly believe our two countries can set an example for many other nations, make great strides in defeating common threats, and make great progress in unleashing amazing prosperity and growth.
The State Department says it will start implementing President Trump's travel ban on Thursday, now that parts have been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court ruled the Trump travel ban can take effect, barring immigrants from six majority Muslim countries, unless they can prove a connection to individuals or groups in the United States.
Well, what does that mean in practice? That's incredibly vague language.
Laura Finkbeiner is deputy legal director at the International Refugee Assistance Project.
Who's going to be making the decision? Presumably the same government who is trying to bar Muslim individuals from coming into this country.
Finkbeiner predicted chaos anew at the airports or in the courts, and she takes no comfort from language calling the ban temporary. 90 days is long enough for a persecuted person to be killed, she says. Warren Levinson, New York.
Hundreds of people have been forced from their homes and cabins in southern Utah because of a raging wildfire. It is nearly 7 square miles now. This is AP Radio News. A battle of the sexes on the tennis court. John McEnroe says Serena Williams is a great tennis player, but if she played on the men's circuit, he'd rank her at about 700 or so. Our Charles de Ledesma has more on his NPR interview.
McEnroe's told on the network he reckons Williams could beat some male players, but if she had to play just the circuit, that's the men's circuit, that would be an entirely different story. By the former Tennis Bad Boys analysis, Williams would be way down in the male rankings, and he suggests around 700 would be about right. McEnroe has won 7 Grand Slam titles in his career, whereas Williams has won 23.
Williams responded on Twitter, telling McEnroe she adores him, but to keep her out of his speculation. The Supreme Court's going to take up a challenge from a Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple's wedding. Jack Phillips says the wedding violated his religious beliefs. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.